This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged, being involved, being part of. Now, I tell you, do that on a regular basis. You really do need to be part of it. Please, please don't spew the party line. Lane? What's a lane? Please don't spew the party line. Seriously. Again, you need to be involved. You need to be engaged. But you need to be informed as well. And the beauty is that if you're informed and you're sitting there with one of those, you know, one of those nut jobs, if you would, right, they're not going to be able to say you don't have a clue, you don't know what you're talking about. So get informed, get engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll up there. There's a lot happening up there. You can sign up for the weekly email blast. That would be nice. I mean that sincerely. It'd be really cool. So if you get the weekly email blast, at least you'll know what's going on with the show. You'll know who we're going to have on, some of the stuff we're going to be covering. And I appreciate this more than you know. Also, you know what? Sign up for the. Some of you said to me, you know what? I don't like the whole, emails. I don't like getting them. I get a whole bunch of them to begin with. I don't need to get any more. Okay, I get that. I'm the same way. I don't want any more either. They make me nuts as well. So it's really simple. It's not that hard. Then go for the text messaging, right? Let's do this together. Let's win together. Let's fight together. Let's do this together. And then that way, there we truly are all on the same page. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're with me. Sorry, but I'm so excited because I got to tell you something. So I'm listening to these young people. I know this sounds crazy. I am trying to understand them, right? I don't want to just blow them off as useless or whatever. I don't think that's the right thing to do. But I also don't think I don't think they should get all the credit we give them. So I'm listening to them. I'm watching them. I'm watching what they're doing. And this video pops up. And the video is about explaining what, I guess, this whole cisgen, what it means. But the one that got me kind of laughing. Although it shouldn't have got me laughing, I realize, but it did get me kind of laughing. Because I'm sitting here saying to myself, now, wait a minute. You just said, you got to hear this thing for yourself. Otherwise, you're just going to think I'm telling stories or something. Take a listen. Take a listen and take a watch. Do I have enough time to pull this off? Yeah, it looks like I do.
Binary lesbian.
So I'm Toto. I identify as non-binary and lesbian, and I prefer the pronouns they, them.
As far as I'm concerned, my understanding of my gender and my understanding of my sexuality are very much intertwined and linked, like they are one and the same.
So can you be non-binary and lesbian? This is something I often get asked, because when you identify as non-binary, you're saying that you're not female. And if you're not female and you're attracted to women, does that make you a lesbian?
I think it's sort of disingenuous to claim that you can't be both non-binary and a lesbian.
how can it be disingenuous unless you're changing the meanings of the words, which you guys love to do, I realize that. But unless you're changing the meanings of the words, let me let them finish, then we'll go back and hit it again. That's really the only way to do this.
Because you can definitely have an authentic lesbian experience as a non-binary person.
Because at the end of the day, they are terms. They are linguistic tools used to describe an experience that already exists. So someone telling me that I can't be a non-binary lesbian doesn't mean anything because I already am one, and I'm just using the language that I have available to me to describe that.
So my personal experience with the lesbian community since coming out as non-binary has been rather dismal. A lot of lesbians that I've encountered, especially on dates, haven't accepted my identity as something that they are interested in dating or accepting, to the point where some women have wanted me to use my birth name, which I feel very uncomfortable to use, because they want me to be more of a woman rather than someone who identifies in the middle. So they're almost bullying me out of my own identity, which is quite frustrating.
I have had people say that you can't be both non-binary and a lesbian, but I do think that comes from a flawed understanding of what lesbianism as an identity means, both now and historically.
But I'm still expected to kind of explain that, even in the context of a dating app, which is obviously I'm not going on there thinking, who can I educate about what a non-binary lesbian is?
To be honest, what other label can I use? There is no label to describe a non-binary person being attracted to one binary gender. So the only word I feel is applicable to describe how I identify sexually is lesbian. Whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. But to be honest, I think whatever label you feel comfortable with, you should be allowed to use.
Sure. Anybody feel like they've just been through like an Abbott Costello skit? Seriously, think about it. So what they're trying to tell you, and again, the only reason I'm doing this is because some of you, I'll talk about this stuff and you're like, what are you talking about? I don't know. I have no idea what I'm talking about because they're talking about it. It makes sense to them. I don't know how. See, if you're cisgen, then you identify with the parts and pieces you have at birth. At least that's what they tell me. And apparently, none of that means anything anymore. You'll hear the first woman who continually says, hey, you know, whatever you feel like you are is what you are. When did that start making sense anywhere? I'm not joking. I'm serious. Think about what you people have raised here with this group. This generation. I am what I feel like I am. Okay, we'll see how that works out for you. Joe Mancini, you're out. You listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, let's be part of the conversation. I want you part of it. So if you head up to the website, you can either give me your email address, so when I send out an email, you get an idea who I'm going to have on the show, what we're going to be discussing, or what you can do is you can just sign up for the email blast. Text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And then you'll just get an email just before the show starts. You can stop them at any time. I don't send them out every single night because I figure, you know, not to be rude, you need to have a little intuition. What is it? A little initiative on your own. You need to do something on your own to get rolling with this stuff. So I do, again, I do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air and in the chat room and working with me and responding. All right. And don't forget to hit the donate button. I won't kill you either. Hit the donate button, seriously. Again, get back to what we were talking about earlier. And I joke about this all the time because they're so confusing. They are so confusing. Because with the transgender world or the, I don't even know what you call it. It is not the transgender world like we've been taught it is. Because they decide, again, the term cisgen apparently means you identify with everything you were born with. So now they're arguing amongst themselves, which is kind of funny. They're arguing amongst themselves whether a non-binary, that means somebody who maybe was born as a male but identifies as a female who had sex with another female, thinks that she's, well, he or she is a lesbian. Because though he identifies as a female, he wants to sleep with a female. Even though he's a he, that makes him a lesbian. Let that sink in. But the part that I love the most is when you listen to them talk and you see them explaining this. This for them is what we funnily refer to as settled science. Are we serious? Take a listen.
As a they, them, I am a non-binary lesbian.
So she's a non-binary lesbian. She is a non-binary lesbian. I don't know what that means. Right? Here, let me play that from the beginning.
My friend has a they, them. I am a non-binary lesbian.
So in total, I identify as non-binary and lesbian. And I prefer the pronouns they, them.
All right, so this other girl or person, I don't know, prefers the pronouns they. Now, this is a group, a generation that wants us to take them serious. Non-binary lesbian. I still don't know what that human was born with. I have no idea. I prefers the pronouns they and them. Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, my understanding of my gender and my understanding of my sexuality are very much intertwined and linked, like they are one and the same.
So can you be non-binary?
Okay. So if you're a female, right, you're born with... I don't know. I would love for one of you to call the show. I won't make fun of you, I promise. I just want to understand. Is your irritant with the terminologies? Is your irritant with the fact that there's a label? See, because in my first chapter of my book, I say absolute. It's called absolutes. Absolutely not. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid that if you're born with female parts, you identify as a female, and you decide that you want to sleep with the females, that you will be tagged as a lesbian, and you don't like that? Right? I mean, I don't get. So if you identify as a male and you sleep with a female, are you considering that a heterosexual relationship? Now, some of you are going, Joe, there's more important stuff out there. No, actually, there isn't. Because this is what your young kids are. Look at what they're trying to untangle in their brain. That no matter what they're born with, no matter what their body looks like, no matter what it is, they can identify as anything they want to, and that's the truth. That's what reality is. Biology no longer matters. Come on, think this through. And pretty much everything that they do now, this generation, if they think it, it's true. Doesn't matter what science says. Doesn't matter what math says. It only matters what they believe.
Binary and lesbian. This is something I often get asked because when you identify as non-binary, you're saying that you're not female. And if you're not female and you're attracted to women, does that make you a lesbian?
Now, I want you to think about this. I don't want you to get too graphic. But if you're not a female, as we speak to, then you're a male, right? You've got the male parts. And then you identify as a female, then you want to sleep with a female, but you want to say you're a lesbian. Doesn't work that way. The term lesbian means two females being together. I'm boiling it down, right? I mean, come on, think it through. How does it make sense? Just because you say so? Sorry, doesn't work that way. All right? And now another one's going to jump in. You're going to love this line.
I think it's sort of disingenuous to claim that you can't be both non-binary and a lesbian. Because you can definitely have an authentic lesbian experience as a non-binary person.
Really? So a male having sexual relations with a female, and I'm saying that so we understand what the parts are, right? I mean, we label them in my generation so we know what parts and pieces work. So what you're saying is, even if you were born a male, but you identify as a male and you identify as a female, then you can still have a real lesbian experience. How is that? Because don't you have to have the same parts or pieces to have a real lesbian experience? Just like having a real gay experience. Don't you have to have the same, what we refer to or commonly know as male parts and pieces?
Because at the end of the day, they are terms. They are linguistic tools used to describe an experience that already exists.
What I love about, look at how they, all right, so when you come ask me for money, and you want a $100 bill, or you say, oh, you're $1,000 or whatever, that's just a linguistic experience. Those are just tools, verbal tools by which you communicate. I don't agree with that. I think $1,000 in my world translates to a quarter. Because, after all, they're just words. They don't mean anything. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Pay. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A state of emergency across five southeast states as the powerful and deadly storm Hurricane Dorian makes its way toward the U.S. mandatory evacuations in parts of Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. The latest now from Edward Rappaport with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
The center will move roughly parallel to the coast, about 50 miles offshore, and if it does so, then tropical storm conditions will move all the way up the southeastern coast.
Hurricane Dorian hitting the Bahamas is a Cat 5, at least five people losing their lives there, one person, an eight-year-old boy, drowning in rising water. In other news, in Southern California, the recovery efforts still underway in the water near Santa Cruz Island, where there's been a deadly boat fire, five crew members escaping, but more than 30 passengers did not. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You are some messed up white people.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
We are back.
Where at least I know.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I know there's a boatload of other shows that you could be watching or listening to, and you've chosen this one, and that's very much appreciated. All right, I'll finish up here in a minute or two, I promise, because this is making me crazy, too. You know, some of you who are just joining, you know, we were talking about... I go looking for these stories. I go looking for some of these crazy. But this one was particularly crazy. Because this generation today, the way they think, the way they speak, as if they're experts in every scenario. And science doesn't matter anymore. Just what they believe between their ears matters. That's it. If it's a thought, it's real, and that's all there is. Right? Seriously. So... they're trying to say, now cisgen means that you identify with the parts and pieces that you have. Non-binary means you don't buy in to, you know, just because your DNA says this doesn't mean you are. You are whatever you think you are, which is really crazy, but that's beside the point. You can't make it up as you go. There are certain things that just, you can't hop onto the plane and believe you're a pilot. Ain't going to work. And many of us will tie you down and probably throw you off the plane, okay? I mean, seriously. Yes, not serious. Not seriously. Anyway, so they're trying to tell. When I heard this, I was like, wait, let me play that again. She's trying to tell us that even though she's born what we refer to as female parts, I'm sorry, they were born, see, they got me confused now. One person is born with male parts, but they refuse to identify that way. Is having sex with somebody who was born with female parts, yet because the one born with male parts says that they identify as a female, they are therefore having a lesbian relationship. Let that sink in. These are educated young people, supposedly. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. For your listening pleasure.
So, someone telling me that I can't be a non-binary lesbian doesn't mean anything because I already am one, and I'm just using the language I have available to me to describe that.
Right. How do you communicate when this is how asinine these people are. You know, if you get a Russian who only speaks Russian, and you get, a Spaniard that only speaks Spanish, in a room together, how are they going to communicate? They're not using the same words. And some of the words that might sound the same don't have the same meaning. You know, some of you may know this, some of you may not know this. I want you to give some thought to something. Can you imagine a Japanese pilot, commercial airline pilot, going to land in Spain, and he only speaks Japanese, and the Spanish air traffic controller only speaks Spanish? How many people will die in that attempted landing? Did you know that an airline, a Turkish air pilot landing in Japan is speaking English? Did you know that? They're all speaking, that's the universal language in the air. Because they know they have to understand each other. They have to have the similarity in the language. They have to be able to call things truly what they are. These do not believe in that. You're so good. Look at some of you in the chat room. How do you think I'm feeling? I actually wrote this down today to see if I could draw a line. But listen to them and watch how they speak. It's almost like they're experts. You see what I mean? And then this other person that was upset because even though it's a he who wants to live like a she, is mad at the lesbian community because they're saying, look, you got male parts. You can't be having a lesbian relationship. Just saying.
So my personal experience with the lesbian community since coming out as non-binary has been rather dismal. A lot of lesbians that I've encountered, especially on dates, haven't accepted my identity as something that they are in.
Now, this is perfect. So he goes out on a date identifying as a female, gets maybe sexually active with a lesbian who only wants to get active with some human that has the same female body parts, and he, who identifies as a she, is actually upset about it. Does anybody else see the craziness behind all of this? Really? But they don't. They think it makes perfect sense to them. For them, it all makes perfect sense. We shouldn't change it. This is the way it should be. They should be allowed to decide who they are, what they are, why they are, at any given point in time. Yeah, I'm done with that one. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to do that anymore because my head hurts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, I mean that. In all sincerity. Okay, let's move it on. By the way, the stuff that I don't like reporting on it, if you would, but it's a reality. Chicago this weekend. I mean, where are all these people that are up in arms about the gun? You know, they've got all this stuff they're talking about with the gun shootings this weekend, Labor Day weekend. But did anybody talk about Chicago? Talk about the 35 people shot in Chicago. 7 of them were killed. Any dust up? Are you hearing that all over the place? Probably not, right? No, because it's not sexy. It's old news. And nobody's doing anything about it, so nobody's going to change it. Right? There were two that were within 20 minutes apart of each other. Right? I mean, seriously. When do they engage? When do they involve? When are all these stars that were coming out and talking about the kids that were shot in Texas? And, you know, notice they dropped that pretty quick, too, right? Because it was a young black teen that did the shooting. So it's not going to be a big deal, right? You're not going to hear much about that. And, you know, they talk about these drive-by shootings in Chicago. Where are the police? And, again, I'm not saying the police aren't doing their job. Do they need more? How about we get more police in there? What do you think? Just an idea. Elijah Cummings. I'm sorry, not Elijah. John Lewis. When I first saw the picture, you know, when they both get mad, they're yelling, they look exactly alike. Really. They got a scrunched up face. Right? Got that finger in your face. Anyway. He said, taxpayers should be able to opt out of funding the military, but not abortions. That's Representative John Lewis. But this is how they think. This is rationale for them. You should be able to opt out of paying for people who keep you safe, paying for people who are out there fighting for you to keep this country safe. However, when it comes to yanking babies from the womb in bits and pieces, you know, since they like to talk about yanking babies, yanking babies away from the mother in bits and pieces, that's fine. You shouldn't be able to opt out of that. John Lewis said earlier this month, after introducing H.R. 4169, which was called the Religious Freedom Peace Tax Fund, sure, the bill would allow taxpayers who are consciously opposed to participation in war. Now, see, think about this. God bless. This shows you either they are truly mentally deranged or the lousy liars. So it's the religious, put religious under there, freedom of peace. So if your religion precludes you from killing someone, if your religion is the reason why you're not going into war, you're not wanting to go to war, and your religion says you shouldn't support war at all. So what they're saying here is, oh, you know, we Democrats, we're on the same side as you. So if you don't want to support the military, we get it. You can opt out of that portion of your tax bill because you don't want to pay it. All right, so all of a sudden, they care about what your religion says. But when your religion discusses not killing babies, that's a whole different animal now, right? He doesn't want taxpayers to be forced into this. In other words, he wants religious freedom for taxpayers if they disagree with funding the U.S. military, but not if they disagree with funding killing the innocent unborn babies. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
We
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A little wake-up music or get the blood pumping music. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, really seriously, all joking aside, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those that are in the way of the hurricane. Hopefully they have what they need. Hopefully they'll do what they need. They'll heed those directions of the first responders and do the right thing. So, again, I don't want any harm to come to them, but come on. Why do you know, some of you, I mean, we're an earthquake area, right? I mean, some of you just hang out thinking you're going to ride it out, and then they have to come and save your butts. They have to put their life on the line to save you because you made a dumb decision. Think it through, okay? Anyway, all right. God, that was itchy. Earlier this month, John Lewis, as I started to tell you earlier, he filed H.R. 4169. It was a Religious Freedom and Peace Tax Fund Act. Now, he tried to bury it around all these religious words. We want to make sure that people who are religiously opposed to war have a right to, you know, to opt out of paying for it. But if you're religiously opposed to killing kids in the womb, well, that's Well, that's your problem. We're not going to let you opt out of that. Really. Now, H.R. 4169 aims to affirm the religious freedom of the taxpayer who consciously, conscientiously, opposed to participating in war. Right? I mean, all this other stuff doesn't mean anything to them. The bill argues that the conscientious objectors have long sought alternative service for their tax payments. They've requested legal relief from the government seizure of their homes, livestock, automobiles, and other property from having bank accounts attached and so on. Because it absolutely flies in the face of their religious beliefs. Now, here's another thing. When it comes to abortion, a recent study showed that 95% of biologists say that life begins at conception. Now, if we're supposed to suck up the fact that 90%, 95% of scientists say climate change is real, then why can't we force them to believe that if 95% of biologists say that life begins at conception, then life begins at conception? Why does it change? Why are there two sets of rules, one for them and one for us? Conscientious objection to participate in war in any form based upon moral, ethical, or religious beliefs is recognized in federal law. You don't have to go to war. But no such provision exists for taxpayers who are conscientious objectors. They're compelled to participate in war through the payment of taxes to support their military activities. You know, the same person who says they don't want to go to war, they'll do something else. Their money's going to support that. Now, I think this is just a way for them not to have to pay their taxes to get that portion of it. I think they're going to find out it's pennies, not as much money as they think it is. But at the same time, the government is tasked with right to provide for our common defense. The military is supposed to be provided for financially and whatever else they need. Now, taxes must, you know, we used to fund this country strictly. Anybody know? Raise your hand. Do you know? Tariffs. We originally funded this country strictly by tariffs, and all of a sudden, that's a bad thing. Right? I mean, it's amazing how much people who don't study, don't pay attention, don't listen, don't understand how the country was formed, or how it was paid for, I should say. H.R. 4169 seems a little overbroad for this purpose. It could effectively defund the U.S. military. The term military purpose means any activity or program which an agency or government conducts, administers, or sponsors, which affects and augments our military forces. So how are we supposed to defend ourselves? You know, these loons back in the 60s were the ones that kept saying, well, if we would just disarm, if we would just get rid of our rifles and our missiles and our bombs and our military, they would see that we didn't have the capability anymore to be the bullies, and they would put down their war or their arms. They would say, yeah, okay, sure. And I've got some swampland in Florida I want to sell you. If you wait long enough, I might have some fresh, drained swampland in D.C., right? And this includes any money for the Department of Defense, the intelligence community, selective service systems, any Department of Energy activities. That'll make them crazy. NASA. What is an exemption to these people, right? It seems that a little ironic that John Lewis, who's well-respected for his role in the civil rights movement, would vehemently defend the religious freedom of conscientious objectors in the military. But then he attacks the religious freedom of conscientious objectors to abortion. This is why I keep telling you, it's so confusing. First of all, they use a whole different dictionary than we do, and then they have a subset of their dictionary. That really makes it confusing. In December 2016, he joined 106 other Democrats in urging President Donald Trump to repeal the Hyde Amendment, which protects taxpayers from being forced to fund abortion. Now, the Democrats want to call abortion health care. For who? There's no life saved in an abortion. Less than 1% of abortions are performed for the health of the mom. To save the life of a mom or the health of a mother. So I'm sorry, why do you need to overturn the Hyde Amendment? Many Americans would disagree. Nearly half of Americans believe life begins at conception. 62% believe life begins at conception or within the first 3 months of pregnancy. Most Americans believe biologists should determine when life begins. And most biologists, on that note, say it begins at conception. Now, I did not know this, but apparently more Americans identify as pro-choice than pro-life. A whopping 80% said they think abortion should be limited to the first 3 months of pregnancy. A majority of Americans, 54%, support the Hyde Amendment. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled that workers could not be forced to contribute funds to a union that used the money to promote political causes. Right? So if the workers disagree with a certain political cause, they don't have to promote money to it. Why shouldn't that apply to other things? I would welcome an option for taxpayers to opt out of funding certain parts of the government they disagree with, but such a system would likely be unworkable. If conscientious objectors could opt out of funding the military, could fiscal conservatives opt out of sending their taxpayer dollars to prop up welfare, for instance? I like that idea. Look, if somebody needs a few bucks to get them through, whatever the catastrophe is that went on in their life, we as humans, as Americans, we shouldn't have a problem helping them out for a short period of time, not 20 years. Right? And that's the thing I think is hilarious. They say people cannot be on welfare for longer than a couple of years, and it's so wrong. You'd easily find people that have been on welfare for 8, 10, 12, 15 years. There's easy ways to stay on. I would welcome an option for taxpayers to opt out of funding certain parts of the government they disagree with, but such a system would be unworkable, he said. Right? Could fiscal conservatives opt out of sending their taxpayer dollars to prop up welfare programs? Well, of course they could. If 4169 were to become law, many liberals who want to shrink the size of the military would likely start claiming religious exemptions. Right. You mean they'd start lying? And some of you just cringe, but he said it, I didn't. He said whether they were objectors or not, they would tell you they were just to shrink the military. I don't know. That's lying. In a representative democracy, voters already have the opportunity to affect change in government. Well, it's a representative government. Shh, don't tell anybody. By choosing representatives who can make substantial changes in the law, voters support the Hyde Amendment, and it's the law. It's settled law, settled science, settled law, whatever. Anyway, 4169 seems unlikely to pass, right? No, sir, not a single representative has joined John Lewis as a co-sponsor. Lewis's office didn't get back to anybody to try to get information on what's he trying to do, what really is he looking to do. So I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Look, during the break, head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. We send out one email a week. Okay, it's really that simple. And or if you don't want emails, you can do it via text message. Text TRS to 55 we had it for so long. Text TRS to 77-222. TRS to 77-222. And that way there, you'll get the information just before the show starts. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. If you're leaving us, you can find us online. If not, we'll catch you in just a few minutes.